on to the Saints and the Eagles on Sunday. So obviously the Eagles coming off that loss on Monday night to the Saints, and the Saints are coming off a monster win over the Cowboys last weekend. So all that said, what do you anticipate from this matchup? In which, I mean, the Saints offensively have been rolling, it seems, on all cylinders. Alvin Kamara, a huge factor in that. But, of course, Derek Carr finding ways to get it done.
It almost seems like it's not sustainable. And I think they're a very good team. I don't think it's smoke and mirrors at all. And they play with a physicality up front right now that translates just about anywhere. But I feel like it's been so good that you're like, how can they possibly sustain what they've been doing the first couple of weeks? But it's good. And you got to give them credit where credit's due. I think that when you look at this New Orleans secondary and the ball hawks they do have, I do think that there is going to be some opportunities to take some Jalen Hurts balls the other way. And I think that might be one of the keys to the game.
I just want to point out real quick, they haven't been in the past. Dennis Allen's defense has not fared well against Jalen Hurts. So maybe the tide turns in this matchup.
Yeah, I think not having A.J. Brown, I don't know if they're going to have A.J. Brown back. I think that's a big deal for the Eagles. I think it could be a long day for the Philadelphia defensive line if both teams play like they have the first 2 weeks of the season, where the Eagles' D-line's been pushed around and the Saints have been bullying people.
That's a good point.
It could be a long day. I think, though, that the key for Philadelphia in winning this game and probably the next couple of weeks and kind of getting themselves kind of set is continuing to let Jalen Hurts do what he did to us Monday night, which is move with the ball in his hands as a runner.
I think you have to ask one of those big guys in the middle, and you know, Jalen Carter, A number one, one of those guys has got to get in a headspace where they can take over a game. They were way too passive, inactive in the middle last week against us. And those edge guys for them, Bryce Huff, Nolan Smith, they're not very good right now. All right, so when you add all those two things together, if you allow Derek Carr to sit in the backfield and you get bullied in the run game, it's going to be a long night.